And I'm going to put to you right now a hypothetical that's not so hypothetical for a lot of people at Fort Dix. You get the call, your unit is shipping out, you're on your way to Fort Dix, and what you need is a haircut, quick. But it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, no problem. Your man is Ernie Bozarth. In his barbershop, which is just 3 miles down the road from here, Ernie has been cutting the hair of active duty and retired military going to and from Fort Dix for 40 years. Ernie Bozarth joins us here on stage at the Timmerman Center to share some of his stories. Welcome to the program, Mr. Bozarth. And as I understand it, first of all, your barbershop opens at 4:30 in the morning?
Usually I'm there about 4:15, and they're there waiting for me.
They're there waiting for you. And you must have cut a lot of regulation haircuts in your time.
A whole lot of regulation.
And you managed to bring a great sensitivity to style to this task, I gather.
Well, with the reserves and the National Guard, it's always been a little difficult because some of the guys, what I call, they want to look rented, not owned. They don't want it completely military, where it's high up on the sides, high up on the back. They just want regulation, where it's off the ears and off the collar, and no longer than 3 inches on the top.
We're talking to Ernie Bozarth, who's the barber here near Fort Dix, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. What actually is the regulation? What is the, if somebody wants to look rented and not owned, what must come off in the process?
Well, a regular regulation haircut is tapered up the back and on the sides, up off the ears. If they have a mustache, it's got to cut off at the corners, can't go past the lip on the corners. And the hair on the top can't be any longer than 3 inches. Basically, pretty short.
And if you show up longer than that?
Well, company commander might be a little upset about that there. I get quite a few gentlemen to come in early in the morning, and the best thing that they can say is, I've got inspection, and it's got to look right.
Now, Mr. Bozarth, I want to supply a little bit of visual information here for the radio audience, because while you are the master of the regulation haircut at Fort Dix, you've got a white beard on you, which suggests you should have small children on your lap right now, talking to them about presents for Christmas. You've got, but you're rather hirsute gentleman, I think is the word.
Well, a few years back, say maybe 35, Gillette raised the price of blades, and I just quit shaving. About July or August, no, I guess about August this year, I did cut half of it off. Because it was bothering me in the evening, I would wake up in the middle of the night with my arm onto it, just pulling onto it.
This is just the recent growth, you're telling me.
That's it.
Gillette has gone on to double, triple, quadruple blades. You know, there's a lot of advance in that area, as you probably
know. Yeah, but I still use the straight razor, and that's why a lot of these guys come to me, because I still put that razor around their neck and down the back of their neck, and that's when they've got a haircut.
We're talking guys. You cut women's hair as well?
No, I don't. I have an assistant who works with me that does, but I cut men. I don't want to hear any complaints. I have a wife and 4 daughters, and I don't cut their hair.
Do you work on a lot of dyed hair?
I don't. I didn't catch that last.
I said you work on dyed hair much.
Dyed hair. I do a lot of dyed hair, but I don't dye it. I don't fry it, and I don't stew it. I just cut it.
Are you responsible also for, you know, we talked today about the forward operating base, where people in training actually confront Iraqis who are appearing in the guise of the, as Iraqis, or in some cases as the enemy. You do their hair too?
Yes. I have a lot of guys that are civilians that dress up as Iraqis. I have, as customers, Iraqis that have been coming from Milwaukee, Texas, and a few other places here in the United States where they came to several years ago, and the government has hired them to help with the training out of this new village, so to speak, to look like Iraqis. I cut their hair. I cut them all.
You do a special jihadi haircut, or everybody looks the same? No,
everybody wants to look a little different. Okay. They want to be different than the other guy.
Any thoughts of retiring from the business?
When I can't stand up any longer, I'll retire. Until then, I'll keep right on cutting.
Well, Mr. Bozarth, thank you very much for talking with us about cutting hair here at Four Dicks. Ernie Bozarth is the owner of Ernie's Barbershop in Browns Mills, New Jersey, and he joined us here at the Timmerman Center.